Washington. This is VOA News. President Obama reacts to the Republicans' huge midterm election victories. Ukraine stops funding for rubble-held regions. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama and the leader of the new Republican majority in the Senate are pledging to cooperate in passing legislation while conceding they are not going to always reach agreement. A day after Republicans won control of the Senate and increased their hold in the House of Representatives, Mr. Obama said Wednesday he is certain there are some issues the Republicans and Democrats can work out.
If there are ideas that the Republicans have, I have confidence will make things better for ordinary Americans. The fact that the Republicans suggesting it as opposed to a Democrat, that'll be irrelevant to me. I want to just see what works.
Meanwhile, the presumptive Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says one message of the election is that a politically divided government need not result in continued gridlock in Washington.
In Washington, I think there are a lot of people who believe that just because you have divided government, it doesn't mean you don't accomplish anything.
Senator McConnell says he will work with President Obama to approve key legislation on international trade pacts and tax reform. A delegation of West African leaders is in Burkina Faso trying to defuse a political crisis set off by the departure of longtime President Blaise Compaoré. A VOA reporter on the scene says the heads of state from Ghana, Nigeria, and Senegal arrived in Ouagadougou Wednesday to ask politicians, religious leaders, and civil society groups to each name three candidates to lead a transitional government. Burkina Faso's military took control of the country on Friday after Mr. Compaoré resigned and fled the country following violent protests against an effort to extend his rule. This is VOA News. Ukraine will halt government funding to those areas of its eastern regions controlled by Russian-backed separatists. Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says the cutoff of funding to parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions will continue as long as they are held by who he called terrorists. The self-declared breakaway regions on Sunday defied Ukraine by holding elections meant to assert their autonomy from Kiev. A Palestinian man rammed a car into a crowded commuter rail platform in Jerusalem Wednesday, killing one person and injuring at least nine others. Israeli police shot and killed the driver. VOA's Scott Bob has details.
The attack occurred midday at a station on Jerusalem's light railway near the Old City. Police said the motorist, whom they identified as a Palestinian man, drove a car into the crowd. An amateur video showed he was shot to death after he got out of the vehicle and began attacking police cars with a metal bar. The Israeli Minister of Internal Security, Yitzhak Aharonovich, spoke to the media shortly after arriving on the scene. He said there are injured, some of them seriously, and they are at the hospital receiving treatment. He said this is the second attack near the light rail, and police have spread throughout the city, especially in Arab neighborhoods. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Police in Pakistan have arrested at least 44 people in connection with the killing of a Christian couple accused of desecrating a Quran. It took place in a town about 60 kilometers southwest of Lahore. Police say the man and his wife were beaten to death by an angry mob and their bodies burned. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif called the murder an unacceptable crime that a responsible state cannot tolerate. Australia will help staff an Ebola treatment center in Sierra Leone. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says a private Australian company will be hired. Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian government will commit up to $17.4 million to the 100-bed Ebola treatment centre in Sierra Leone, which is being built by the United Kingdom. While Australia won't send emergency teams to virus-affected parts of West Africa, it will pay a private health company to staff the clinic. Australia has previously refused to send workers to tackle an epidemic that's killed about 5,000 people in Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia. Mr. Abbott now says a deal has been reached with Britain to treat any Australian working in West Africa who becomes infected. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.
For the second year in a row, the U.S. business magazine Forbes named Russian President Vladimir Putin as the most powerful person in the world. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.